This is Ozarks at Large. Robert Bob Cowie has a few loves that he can talk to you about. Certainly his family, raised in and around Paris, Arkansas. His faith, he's a Catholic deacon and parish administrator at St. Anthony's Church down the highway from his home. His country, too, and his work. He founded Cowie Wine Cellars near Paris and created the Arkansas Wine Museum. And he is also very fond of bells. Bob Cowie is a member of the American Bell Association. This summer, he's scheduled to deliver a talk to that association about big bells. He's using that knowledge to amass quite a collection of historic bells. And part of that collection will be part of a chapel he's building on his land in Logan County.
What we're going to do here is raise this tower up 10 feet. So where the top of that cross is where the bottom of the roof will be when we put the 10-foot section in. That'll make the main tower 45 feet tall. And there'll be four towers, and I think it's 28 bells in the four towers.
The chapel, still in progress, is a 30 by 16 space with choir stalls, stained glass, and of course, bells.
This bell right here came from Spain, we believe. And it says, St. Francis of Gabriel, ora pro nobis, pray for us, 1727. That's a 28 inch. And this bell on this side came from Scotland, and it was 1780. And it says in Latin, I am the gift of the Duke of Argonne. Doesn't have quite the tone the other one does.
Each part of this chapel has a history, a story that Bob Cowie knows. The portrait of Mother Teresa, the oak beams, everything. Bob and his wife plan to be interred in the chapel as well. But that's not scheduled for some time. Bob has projects to complete, including the chapel. It started modestly. It was to be a 10 by 8 or so chapel, just large enough for morning office and maybe have a couple of moderately sized bells to ring. Then he found a 46-inch bell that he liked. He liked it a lot.
Well, that's going to look dumb. One big one and one little one. So we need something in the middle, you know? And then I thought, well, I have seven children. I'll get one for each of them. That'll give me seven bells. So then we had to make the tower bigger, okay? And then I thought, well, they made a lot of iron bells from 4 inches to 54. Why don't I try to get one of each one? So I enlarged the tower, added three more towers, and started collecting all the sizes. I still need one to have a complete set, but I don't think anyone can come close to my set right now from the bell collectors that I know in the United States. I know several.
And those friendships with other bell collectors helped Bob begin to find more bells. Fellow bell aficionados heard about historic bells that were being removed or placed up for sale, and they let Bob know about them.
I bought one from a Catholic church in Pennsylvania that was 42-inch bronze. We'll see it after a while. And I bought it from some people from India who I guess were tearing the church down, and they were in New Jersey. And I called him and made him an offer on it, and he told me he could get more money on scrap than that. It's okay. I'm Scottish, by the way. And so 3 weeks later, he called me back and says, you still interested in the bell? It's over there now.
Over there is a warehouse across the highway from the chapel. Bob built it to store the bells and to work on the ones that will be included in the four towers. Others will be included in a bell museum Bob hopes to open someday. He's not quite sure how many he owns, but an impromptu inventory along one wall of the warehouse offers an example of the collection he's acquired.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. There's 43 right here.
He does know this. He only needs a 50-inch bell to complete the run from 4-inch bell to 54-inch. He's sandblasted several that he already has and had them painted, naming each one after a saint or family member. He's had bells delivered on flatbed trucks, transported a couple home in the backseat of his car. They've come from demolished churches, from retired trains, and decommissioned ships.
That was a river bell on the Ohio River. This one over here, I'll clang it once. This is interesting. They would take this bell. Let me...
boat and go up and down the Ohio River. And on the shore, they built wooden barriers. You know, they had poles in it and boards across. They go down and ring this thing, and by the echo off of it, they could tell where they were in the river.
Bishop Taylor has blessed the bells, a ringing ceremony you can see and hear in a video on the Cowie Wine Cellars website. Bob hopes to have the chapel ready for a blessing within a year's time. It will be officially dedicated as the Cowie Family Chapel of St. Anne of the Bells, a nod to the former St. Anne's School that was on the land many years before Bob bought it to build his business and now the chapel. And as much as Bob knows about bells, he has one very big question he'd like answered.
Where is the largest bell in Arkansas? Who has it in its history? And it could be an iron bell or a bronze bell. Bronze bells are more pricey and a little bit higher class. Iron bells are just fine. And I'd like to know where they are. I think I know, but...
but you would like to, I mean...
I want it verified.
If you know the answer or just want to know about the bells or the chapel under construction, you can go to CowieWineCellars.com. Cowie spelled C-O-W-I-E, CowieWineCellars.com. And to hear more about the history of the items in the chapel and to see video of some of the bells Bob owns, you can go to our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.